This one's called My Friend Andre. This kid used to teach at Kansas U. Then they moved him out. He went to a bean factory. Then he and his wife moved to the coast. She got a job and worked a while. He looked for a job as an actor. I really want to be an actor, he told me. That's all I want to be. That's the way he talks. This is not in the poem. Right, Linda? He came by with his wife. He came by alone. The streets around here are full of guys who want to be actors. I saw him yesterday. He was rolling cigarettes. I poured him some white wine. My wife is getting tired of waiting, he said. I'm going to teach karate. His hands were all swollen from hitting them against bricks and walls and doors. He told me about some of the great Oriental fighters. There was one guy got so good, he could turn his head 180 degrees to see who was behind him. That's very hard to do, he said. It's more difficult to fight four men properly placed than to fight many more. When you have many more, they get in each other's way, and a good fighter who has much strength and agility can do well. Some of the great fighters, he said, even attempt to suck their balls into their bodies. This can be done to some extent because there are natural cavities in the body. If you stand upside down, you will notice this. I gave him a little more white wine. Then he left. You know, sometimes making it with a typewriter isn't so painful after all. Thank you.